The start of the 46th concert season of the Lafayette Chamber Singers is coming up this Sunday at 3 at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. Joining me is their artistic director, founder, Clayton Lean. Welcome.
Thank you.
46 years, holy cow, and you're beginning this sort of autumnal season here right before Thanksgiving with a beautiful program of American music. How is it to put together a program like this?
This is a program I had been dreaming of for some time because I wanted to give a fully representative sweep. I called the program In the American Grain, which is a literary title, but the actual idea that got me going for the program was Whitman's I Hear America Singing. And the thought was, you know, we ought to represent America singing from its founding to today and the vastly different kinds of sounds of American music over that arch.
In the American Grain takes place Sunday afternoon at 3 here in West Lafayette, and Clayton Lean is my guest, speaking about these incredible American composers. And a dear friend from Minnesota that's on the program towards the end is Libby Larson, and I adore her music. I adore her. It's got to be fun to put some of her songs together.
Oh, I really am a great champion of her. I think she's incredibly talented, and I wanted to balance the program. It's overwhelmingly male-dominated through most of the 19th century, but then starting in the 19th century, especially with Amy Beach, you begin to have women composers gaining an international reputation, which Libby Larson does as well.
We don't often think about 1776 is when Mozart is writing, you know, his violin concertos and still sort of a young man and has another, you know, 15 years to compose when our country was being founded. And so there are incredible composers who inspired folks like Ives and Copland, like William Billings, mm-hmm. that are on this program who aren't as well known. I think nowadays, if you sung Columbia, you know, people would recognize at least the melody and whatnot. But it's got to be fun to sort of delve into these lesser known composers.
They are, and some of them are anonymous. I mean, a lot of the early songbooks, tune books, have a lot of tunes, but there's no authorship whatsoever. They were produced for communities. We know a great many. I mean, there are a great many composers. Justin Morgan, who had hit because of the horses, but he was also a singing schoolmaster as well as part of his life. And Billings, of course, was also a singing school. So we know some of them, but it's a surprising number of unknown. And some of these pieces are unknown that I'm selecting because they represent some of the most powerful dimensions, the celebration of the afterlife and this tremendous, powerful focus upon human mortality. To me, Billings is the great imaginative master of them all, but there are many, many lovely individual voices. Ironically, since the 18th century, there are actually more Billings tunes and hymnals across the world now than there were in the early 19th century. So he's been vindicated by time.
It's not uncommon for us to maybe go visit Lincoln's boyhood home, or for us to go to Colonial Williamsburg and see, you know, they're making candles, they're smithing, you know, for the horse. I imagine this was a little bit a mystery trying to find some of these scores, making your own arrangements, and also a little bit like sort of making that trip to the Smithsonian or making that historical trip to find some of these really sort of patriotic and very beautiful pieces of American history in music.
It's a joy to do that, and it is a form of discovery and pilgrimage. And there are literally hundreds of tunes buried in things like the Kentucky Harmony, Vermont Harmony, lovely tunes that just never get performed at all. Or if they do, it would be probably locally. But I mean, you know, they just don't have nearly the exposure they ought to have. And that's what we're trying to also focus on. These are lovely gems from our past that it's good to know.
Folks may recognize, I know there's a piano and orchestra version of To a Wild Rose, maybe Edward McDowell's most famous tune, but there are two incredible piano concertos and all sorts of music. You guys have this real American gem on your program, don't you?
Yes, and he's not heard all that often outside of the orchestral hall. In fact, one of the interesting, when you were talking about putting the program together, one of the fascinating things from putting together is how many fathers are there of American music? And I'm featuring three that are most commonly talked about. There's Billings, and then McDowell was Copland's first choice, and then there's Charles Ives. So we're hearing music by three of the figures that are seen as fathers of American music at various stages.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's called In the American Grain. It's coming up Sunday afternoon at the Unitarian Universalist Church, LafayetteChamberSingers.org, and there are various places to find tickets. It's easily online, though, as well, and at the door. Clayton, I know you're going to be busy with Valentine's Day again, and then in the spring, we hope you'll come back.
Well, thank you. I would like to do that very much.